So first of all, thank you for the privilege of being with you. And I really enjoyed seeing you again, Pastor Emma.
很高兴能再见到 Pastor Emma.
And I really can tell you have a great pastor.
很高兴能跟你们说你们的牧师非常好.
I've been, you know, from time to time when we are talking, it's so clear that you have such a heart for you, for this church.
偶尔能跟 Emma 牧师聊天的时候, 非常能感受到他对你们的这份心。
And then also we met a couple of times the next generation like you and a few others that are sitting here.
有几次我也能跟 下代小组的人 见面, 比如说,
and,
我和冠权。
And they have so much energy that I feel old already.
有好多能量让我觉得自己好像挺老了。
So just keep on, keep going, keep going.
继续这样。
In our church, in IEC, we're having a short series on a passage in the Old Testament, four chapters in the book of 2 Chronicles.
在我们教会, IEC, 这个国际教会, 我们现在在过一个系列, 讲的是旧约, 四篇。
And the subtitle is, How do you act or react in a crisis?
旧约里的四篇, 讲主题是, 你怎么在危机中应变?
And this is not in the first place about COVID-19.
这个主要的不是在讲我们现在这疫情。
Somebody said that life at large is a series of problem-solving exercises. You have blessings at the same time, and then you have to deal with issues.
有人说一辈子其实就是一系列的问题。 一系列的危机,你先有问题, 然后试着解决。
And I want to suggest today that a crisis is also an opportunity.
我想今天提议的是, 危机也是一个机会。
It's an opportunity to focus.
是一个能集中的机会。
It's an opportunity to think about your priorities.
是一个机会, 思考你的主要的, 集中点在哪里。
Beginning of June,
在6月初,
we had a quite interesting week in my family.
我家里有一个挺有意思的一个星期。
It started on a Tuesday, I still remembered, I was sitting at home and I saw my daughter coming crying.
是一个星期二开始的, 我还记得那天我在家里坐着, 我看到我的女儿哭着, 来找我。
And it turned out she had broken her arm.
原来她把手给折断了。
So we go to the emergency and she gets a cast.
我们去医院, 看紧急状况, 她那个手, 绑起来了, 或者有这个。
The next day,
第二天,
I'm getting a call
我接到一通电话,
from my son
关于我的儿子,
that he had a bike accident.
他骑车出了事故,
and he can't get up.
起不来了。
So I've been, his friends were there, they guided me to the place where he was, and there he was in the middle of a street, and he had broken his leg.
所以他的朋友打电话把我, 引到这个地方, 看见我的儿子在地上动不了,
again to the emergency.
又重新到了医院。
The next day,
再次日,
our third child
第三个孩子,
came home crying.
哭着回家,
and he had been beaten down by an older guy repeatedly to the ground.
他被一个, 更年长的一个, 人, 不断地被打倒在地。
The next day,
再次日,
my wife's phone rang.
我妻子的电话打通。
And in the cottage of her parents, there had been a severe storm. 30 trees have been falling and have been smashing most of the houses.
在她父母的小别墅, 有一个很大的风暴, 有30多棵树倒了, 把很多东西都给摔碎了。
But you know what the interesting thing was?
那你们知道有意思的事情是什么?
It never was so easy to focus.
之前从来没有这么容易集中我们的注意力。
When I had to drive my son, had to pick him up on the street and then had to drive him to the emergency.
当我必须开车去从那路边上捡起我的，带着我儿子去医院的时候。
I had been doing some work outside, so I was actually quite smelling.
我当时是在外面工作，所以挺臭的。
I had dirty clothes.
衣服挺脏的。
But who cares in such a moment?
但是这种状况谁会在意？
And as I was driving to the emergency, I could see work calls coming in, and I got a sense who's calling and what they want.
当我在往这个紧急治疗开车的时候，我看到有一些 工作电话，在市里给我打电话，我看着是谁打的电话。
But it was so clear that this is not important now.
那么的明显，我这个事情，这些工作电话不重要现在。
As you listened to that passage from the Bible, what crisis do you think has been going on?
在我们读的刚才这段经文之中，你们觉得西西家王经历的是什么样的紧急状况危机？
So that seemed to have been a lot about what happened in the temple and the worship there. But what do you think, because it was a response to crisis, what do you think the crisis has been?
刚才好像很多部分都是关于殿堂中的献祭，但是你们觉得他们经历的是一个什么样的危机？
The interesting thing, the crisis is not mentioned here.
有意思的是我们刚才读的这段经文中没有提到他经历的是什么危机。
So the question is a bit unfair.
我这个问题其实有点不公平。
But actually, that same story is told twice in the Bible.
其实这个故事在圣经里，在两个地方都讲到。
It's a book of 2 Kings.
在利王记下。
And then here.
还有历代志下。
In the book of 2 Kings,
在利王记中。
There's only 2 or 3 verses about what we read today.
关于我们刚才读的这段，只有2到3小节。
And almost everything is about the crisis that was going on.
差不多其他的部分都是在讲他经历的这个危机本身。
And the books of Chronicle, which were written much later,
而历代志是很长这个立王记很长时间以后写的。
Those writing them, they knew everything about the crisis. They knew everybody reading that book knew everything about the crisis.
写历代志的这些人知道已经知道所有的关于这个危机的细节，他们也知道他们的读者知道这些细节。
So they added and recorded everything they knew about how they responded to the crisis.
所以他们记录了。是这些人怎么在危机中反应的。
So what was the crisis?
这个危机情况是什么呢？
Back in the day, that is almost 2,800 years ago.
当时差不多是2800年以前。
The so-called Neo-Assyrian Empire was at its strongest.
所谓的新亚述国，亚述帝国正在扩展。
And the world had not seen such a large empire by then.
那时候那个世界没有看到过这么大的帝国。
It's today all of Iraq and Syria and Turkey down to Egypt and many other countries.
是现今世界伊拉克、土耳其部分、伊朗、叙利亚很多不同的国家。
And their army was advancing.
他们的部队那时候在前进。
And the Assyrian army, they were known that unlike other countries who tried to subdue countries and just get taxes, the Assyrians, they would destroy and devastate everything.
亚述国的军队跟之前的部队不一样，他们不是只是占领国家，要求税收，而是到了什么地方就屠杀。
So if the Israelites would, you know, check the news or turn on BBC or open their newspaper, that was the crisis everybody was talking about every day.
如果以色列人那时候再会看他们新闻，跟踪 BBC， 跟踪新闻节目的话，他们天天看到的新闻都会关于这个。
And the fascinating thing is,
而有意思的事情是
that King Hezekiah,
西西家王，
he decides not to only look at the crisis.
他决定不只关注这个危机。
The first thing he does,
他做的第一件事，
he looks up to God.
他向神仰望。
You know, when something happens, when a crisis happens, when we have problems, when a nation is in problems, the world expects us to respond in kind.
你知道，当危机发生的时候，当我们有紧急状况的时候，国家有紧急状况的时候，世界对我们的期待都是我们会先关注这个危机本身。
So in a financial crisis, you want to throw a lot of money into the economy.
按照危机本身的性质来观察这个危机，所以如果是一个金融风暴，那我们以金钱来解决。
In a pandemic, it's all about the vaccination and, you know, hygiene.
如果是疫情，那我们主要就看医学，看打针。
And all of these are important, maybe.
那这些所有的也应该是很重要。
But Hezekiah is remembered for not thinking of all these things, but thinking of the relationship with God first.
但是西西家王被人记住的，纪念的是他在这个危机中首先看的，首先关注的是神。
And that came after a period of 200 years where every king has taken another decision.
而这个是在200年之后，200年前200年所有的国王都是以相反的方式反应的。
In 200 years, Hezekiah is the first one who, as the crisis happens, even different than his father, who was quite a bad king, asks, well, how about our relationship with God?
在200年之中, 西西家王是第一位王先决定仰望神的，甚至跟他的父亲截然相反。
How do you respond?
我们怎么反应?
When something happens that is a crisis or something that, you know, forces you to act.
有危机情况让我们反应的时候，我们怎么办？怎么反应？
You all know what this is, right?
大概大家都知道这个是什么吧。
How do you respond when your phone is broken?
如果你手机坏了，你怎么反应？
For us many, today that's a crisis, right?
对我来说，现今世界如果坏了，应该是一个紧急状况。
And I don't know if I told even you this story once when I was here, but many, many years ago, I had my first iPhone, and it fell down.
我想我应该没有跟你们讲过这个故事。我很多年前有我第一个iPhone的时候，它摔坏了。
And the screen was broken.
屏幕坏了。Because
I dropped my phone many times.
因为我经常摔我的手机，不小心摔我的手机。I
learned how to fix the phone myself.
我学会了怎么自己修手机。But
then I remember once I had again broken the screen and had just fixed it the previous day.
但是有一次我记得我又把手机摔坏了，是刚前日我刚修好的。And
you know, a new screen, even if you do it yourself, it costs quite a lot.
你知道这个换屏幕，就算你自己做的话，它也挺贵的，屏幕本身挺贵的。I
was getting up in the morning.
我早晨起来。
It was a Sunday,
星期天,
so I was headed to church,
我在往教会去,
but I wanted to, you know, have my quiet time, so I opened my Bible,
但是我希望我有自己的灵修时间, 所以我打开我的圣经,
and then I put my phone on kind of the armchair,
我把手机放到这个, 手把上,
and then just as I opened the Bible, I heard this,
我刚打开圣经的时候, 听到一个,
so I knew the phone had fallen down,
我知道我手机掉了,
Something sounded strange about that noise.
声音掉下去，声音有点怪。
I remember that I had not yet put in this, you know, panzer glass on it.
我记得那时候刚放上一个比较硬的这个屏幕。
And sure enough, it was broken.
当然是屏幕又坏了。
So 10 hours it had lasted while I was sleeping.
花了10个小时又坏了。
And then I found myself literally sitting like this.
我那时候就确实就是这样坐着。
I had the Bible here.
一手拿着圣经。
And I had this phone here.
一手拿着手机,
and I knew that I was annoyed.
我知道我心里很烦,
and I was wondering myself,
那时候在想,
what do I do now?
我现在怎么办?
My instinct would have been, okay, you know, go on the internet, order a screen.
我本能的反应是, okay, 上网去再订一个屏幕。
And I remember in an instant, it was as if a voice said, well, you also could put the phone down and turn to this one.
在那个瞬间也感觉有一个声音说我可以把这个手机放下打开我的圣经
In this instance, I put the phone away.
在这一次的这个瞬间我把我手机放下了。
I don't manage to do that always.
我不是每次都能做到。
But how do you respond?
是你怎么反应? 你怎么应变?
This is why when we turn to the Old Testament and there's many of these stories that seem so different and so far away from our reality. We find these examples, and when we look at them, we can really learn tremendously from them.
为什么我们看旧约的时候，虽然有些故事觉得离我们很远、很不一样，但是我们还是能学到很多。
So the first thing that Hezekiah does, he's looking up to God. In a crisis, he's not looking at the crisis; he looks to God.
所以第一件事，西西家做的是他关注神，不是关注这个危机本身。
But then they're doing more things.
但是他们也做了更多的事情。
As he is gathering all those who would have been working in the temple, he's making a reference to the previous generations.
在他聚集所有的在殿堂里工作的人的时候，他也在指向之前的这几代的做法。
And if you have some time to read that in the Bible, the previous generations, they have been doing really evil things.
如果你们有时间读一下圣经之前的故事的话，你们会发现他们前几代做了很多很糟糕的事情。
Even the father of Hezekiah,
甚至西西家王的父亲,
we are not entirely sure what it means,
我们不完全知道这句是什么意思,
but there's a possibility that he sacrificed one of his children
但是很有可能他牺牲了自己,
to a foreign deity.
为一个其他的神,
but you know, the interesting thing is, as we've been reading that passage, what Hezekiah says to the people listening, he's not just complaining about the mistakes of previous generations. He is saying, you are called to stand before the Lord and minister to him.
但是很有意思的是他跟聚集的这些人说讲话的时候他不只是在指向前几代的人的错误说他们犯了什么错他说我们必须做什么。
So in other words, he's saying to them, whatever has happened in the past, we have to take responsibility and the responsibility that we can take.
换句话说，不管我们前几辈做了什么，我们要担起责任，担起这个任务。
You know, you can spend hours looking at the news and complaining and debating.
知道我们可以花几个小时看着新闻抱怨，辩论。
But everything changes when you ask, well, what, is there anything I can do in this situation?
如果我们问我自己，我可以做什么的时候，整个情况就变了。
You know, and even if you ever find yourself in a situation where someone else has wronged you, and that can even happen on between companies or even between countries, it can, sometimes it can be the case that 95% of the blame, at least, is with the other party.
知道有的时候甚至别人对我们做的错事可以是公司可以是同事可以是其他的人可以是国家可能甚至是 95% 的责任都在对方身上他们犯的错。
And in those cases, it's very comfortable to just point to the guilty party.
这种状况中如果我们只是指责对方会心里很安慰。
It's much more difficult and courageous to ask, well, what is my part in it?
但是更难更勇敢的选择是问我的部分我的责任在这个是多少是什么。
Some years ago, I was seeking advice from a very old pastor who was actually, who grew up in, I think he was born somewhere in China and for 40 years lived in China, India and other countries, but his parents were Finnish.
几年前我在寻求一个很年长的牧师的意见他是原来在印度在中国吧胆宣
and I didn't know how to deal with a difficult situation and with a difficult person.
那时候不知道怎么面对一个困难的状况一个比较困难的人
And as we were talking through the case,
那我们在讨论这件事情的时候
it was pretty clear that the difficult person had done a lot of things in the wrong way, even if you look kind of fairly objectively from outside.
我们比较能确认，就算是从第三者来观看的话，客观的看的话，这个人确实做了一些很不好的事情。
But I'll never forget how he said, you know, especially in a church.
但是我永远都不会忘他这个牧师怎么说，尤其是在一个教会。
Even if there seems to be one person that really has caused a lot of damage,
就算是有一个人好像造成了很多的伤害。
He said, "I hardly ever have found a situation where 100% of the blame is on one side."
他说我基本上没有见过任何一个案件是百分之百的责任都在这一个人身上。
Now, you know, if we think of COVID-19, I'm not suggesting at all that because you did something or somebody else did something, this is happening.
我完全不是在如果你在想这个疫情的话，我完全不是在说好像你做了什么或者其他人做了什么导致了整个状况。
But Jesus calls us to be salt and light of the world.
但是耶稣呼召我们做世界的盐和光。
So I think in a situation like this, you know, we can discuss how every country is doing and how about the policies, but the main question to ask is, Lord, is there anything that actually I can do?
所以在这种状况中我们可以一起 讨论不同的国家不同的地方有什么样的政策反应但是最重要的问题我觉得是问主有没有任何事情是我可以做的
And if you want to continue reading, you see many of the things that they actually ended up doing.
如果你会继续读下去的话，你会看到他们很多他们所做的事情。西西家王。
So they look up to God.
他们仰望神。
They take responsibility for what they can do.
他们担起他们可以担的责任。
And there's two more things left.
还有两件他们所做的事。
And they will go quite quickly. So
两件会比较快。
Before you're falling asleep.
在我睡着之前。
I don't know if you've noticed that there was mention of burnt offerings.
不知道你们有没有注意到刚才经文里提到燔祭。
If you read all these chapters, there's a lot of different offerings that are mentioned. There's sin offering, burnt offering, fellowship offering, and we are wondering, you know, what's the point of all that?
如果你们读这些经文的话，你们会发现有很多不同的祭被提到，有赎罪祭，有燔祭。
What we have not been looking at today.Is actually the guilt offering that is, you know, coming to the cross, coming to God, and really asking for forgiveness and for cleansing. But that's not what we've been looking into today.
那这些祭有什么差别呢？今天我们不会注重的谈这个赎罪祭，来到神的面前认我们的罪。
But there's something remarkable about them bringing burnt offerings.
但是他们的燔祭有一些很有意思、很有意义的事情，我们要看一下。
Why is that?
为什么？
Many of the offerings in the Old Testament,
很多旧约里面的祭,
they, at least part of it was that somebody would benefit from it.
很多祭至少有一部分关于这个祭的部分是会让某一个人有好处。So either the
priests and the Levites, or either the church staff and volunteers would get something to eat.
要么是祭司或者服侍的人或者立位人，他们会有一些可以得到一些吃的。
Or then the whole point of the offering was that you would actually eat together.
或者这个祭的主要目的就是让大家能一起进餐。
Like there's this fellowship or peace offering.
比如说有这个平安祭,
which you cannot do alone.
你不可以一个人,
because the point is you come together and eat together.
它主要的目的是大家到一起,
but then there's the burnt offerings.
但是这之外有这个燔祭, 这个烧的燔祭,
and they're different.
它跟其他的不一样。
They're the most expensive.
它们是最贵的。
Why?
为什么?
Because as the name suggests,
如同他这个名字燔祭名字一样,
everything is burnt.
所有的献出来的东西都会被烧掉。
And the meaning is,
而这个意义是,
that a person that brings a burnt offering,
献这个燔祭的人,
or a people bringing burnt offerings,
或者, 献这个祭的民众,
they're saying, Lord, not only 10% of my life or 20% or not only 2 hours a week, but everything is yours.
在说神啊，不只是我生命中的10%或者20%或者一个星期的2个小时是你的，我一生都是你的。
So as the crisis is approaching,
在危机靠近的时候,
they make a point of saying to God, we're yours, 100%.
他们注重地跟神说，我们是你的100%。
I've been meditating that quite a bit over the past weeks.
我在前几个星期, 对这段经文有很多反思。
You know, even as a pastor,
你知道, 就算是作为牧师,
am I always 100% committed?
我有没有能, 实时的100%的, 集中于神或者献给神。
And I think that's another lesson. That's the third lesson we can take away from it. When life gets difficult,
在生命中艰难的时刻,
and you wonder how to get through this crisis,
我们在想着怎么能过这个危机的时候,
make sure you commit yourself 100% to God.
注意我们能百分之百的献给神，把自己集中于神，献给神。
And that might mean different things for every one of us.
这个对我们每个人来说会代表不同的事情。
Finally,
最终,
they do a fourth thing.
我们的第四点,
they submit themselves in worship.
他们, 在敬拜中把自己献给神。
If you have time this afternoon, I encourage you to read through that chapter again.
如果你们, 这个下午有时间的话, 我鼓励你们能再读一段, 读一遍这个经文。
And pay attention to how many times it says in verse after verse after verse after verse after verse, they worshipped, they knelt down, they worshipped, they knelt down, they prayed, they worshipped, they praised, and so on.
有多少遍, 一节一节一节之后都说他们跪拜，他们敬拜，他们跪拜，他们俯伏敬拜，他们祷告。
You know, I don't know about your church, but in our church, many times we discuss about worship.
我不知道你们教会怎么样，但是在我们教会，我们经常会讨论敬拜赞美。
But what we mean by that is the style of music.
但是我们讨论这个的时候，我们谈的是音乐的风格。
That's not what they were discussing.
这个不是在西西家王他们这些现在在讨论的。
Actually, it says in the text that they used the songs of David and Asaph, and it says that they used their instruments. So they used 200-year-old instruments. I don't know about you playing a 200-year-old guitar, how that would sound. And they were singing 200-year-old songs.
如果你们看经文里的话，他们弹的曲子是大卫王 还有亚萨的诗歌是两百年老的乐器。我不知道你们如果用两百年老的乐器弹这个音乐的话会什么样的感觉。
But worship is much more than the style of music or the words or the songs we use or the instruments.
敬拜赞美比这个音乐风格本身我们用的乐器用的歌丰富太多的一件事情。
Do you want me to show you what the word worship means?
你们想不想让我给你们看一下 worship 这个词敬拜这个词是什么意思。
I hadn't planned on doing that.
没有本来没有计划这么做。
But it's a visual.
但是这是一个视觉上的。
So in a moment we don't see me anymore, because the word for worship means actually this.
其实敬拜是这个意思。
Face down.
是脸朝下。
That's what when the Old Testament uses the word worship, that's what the word says.
在旧约里面，他们用这个敬拜的词的时候是这个意思。
You get on your knees, you get on your face.
跪在地上，脸朝下，在地面。
And you choose,
你选择
to praise God,
来敬拜神，来称颂神。
I believe that could be the most powerful weapon or skill or tool in a crisis.
我相信在危机中，这是一个最有力的能力或者工具或者武器。
But I know myself.
我知道我自己
that this is often the last thing I want to do.
经常是我想做的最后一件事情。
You know, when something happens that I don't like, I want to complain about it.
知道因为有什么我不喜欢的事情发生的时候，我想抱怨。
I want to tell someone this is not fair.
我想跟谁说这不公平。
And actually, you can do that also with God, no problem.
而你也可以跟神这么做，这没有任何问题。
But they go a step further.
但是目标我们希望的是能更远一步。
You know, before they look at is the army ready, before they look at all the walls okay, before they look at making new weapons, they worship.
知道在他们看的做的任何其他事情之前，在看他们观看部队，他们经济，他们其他事情之前，他们先仰望的神。
And you know, in a time when not everybody can come to church, this is why some are following online.
知道在我们现在这个状况下，不是所有的人都可以来教会，所以我们有这个网上的视频。
And who knows how long we can meet as we meet today?
我们也都不知道这个还会进行多长时间。
But I want to encourage all of us.
但是我想鼓励我们所有的人。
Maybe this is different to what you are used to when you think of church.
这个方式现在可能不符合我们平常习惯的方式。
But could there be ways that you build worship somehow into your life?
但是我们有没有什么方式把敬拜赞美能往我们现在的生活模式里面建立？
Or the next time something really difficult happens, you get really bad news.
或者下一次有什么很坏的消息发生的是很坏的事情发生的时候？
Could you try?
我们可以不可以试一试
？To on purpose sing a song or read a psalm from the Bible.In response,
有目的性的决定为神唱一首回应诗、回应歌。
I was talking with one of our students, one of our PhD students in our church.
我有一天跟我们的教会的一个博士生聊天。
And she's all the day in the lab with mice.
她天天在实验室里面跟老鼠在一起。
And now because of the pandemic, it's even less people in the lab, so sometimes she stays just alone.
现在疫情状况下，实验室的人比平常还少，他的有的时候完全一个人在那里。
And then I asked her, so how do you cope with that?
我问她，你怎么能适应呢？
And she said, you know, I realize that I'm not talking to anyone the whole day sometimes.
她说，你知道我有的时候发现我一天都没有跟任何人说话。
So I have decided the first thing when I come home.
所以我决定我回家的第一件事情。
I start to sing.
开始唱歌。
I was asking, so really, that's the first thing you do?
我觉得很少有一次我问是吗？这是你第一件事情。
So she said this very often.
是的，经常。
I come home, I close the door, I start to sing.
我开始唱歌，我唱。
That's what they were doing.
这就是经文里面他们在做的。
And you know, I feel convicted by that, and I want to learn that.
你们知道这个让我心里很有触动，我想学习这个。
And maybe we can learn that together, or encourage each other to do that together.
我们可以一起学习这个，我们可以彼此鼓励。
So that over the next, you know, month and maybe half a year or however long that goes, not every first check in the morning is the news.
那可能我们可以下面一个月或者半年或者不管这个时期要有多长，我们可以一大早起来第一件事不是去检查、yeah. 检查新闻。
You know, but we make sure we look up to God.
而是仰望向上。
We ask, is there anything that we can do?
询问我们有没有什么可以做的事情。
We make sure that we commit ourselves 100% to Him.
百分之百的致力于神。
And then we try to worship.
然后试图敬拜赞美。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
耶稣
even in those stories from the Old Testament, we see what you would want us to be like.
在旧约的故事里面，我们也能看到你希望我们是什么样的人。
And you are our greatest king.
你是我们最伟大的王。
You are our only king.
是我们唯一的王。
And much more than this king, you were living a life of perfect surrender to God.
远超于这位西西家王，你活了一个完美的向神降服的一生。
Even on the cross, you were asking for forgiveness for those who had nailed you on the cross.
甚至在十字架上，你都在为钉你在十字架上的这些人求饶恕。
Lord, you know the lives we live.
主，你知道我们所活的生活。
And you know what we are facing.
你知道我们面对的。
And would you teach us?
你能不能教我们？
When something comes along our way that is really difficult,
在什么很困难的事情来临的时候
if you're perhaps really struggling in this pandemic,
如果我们在这个疫情中有很多挣扎
or if something is really difficult with our job or we lost a job,
或者我们在工作中或者我们失去了工作的时候有很大的挣扎
or maybe in our families, in our relationships, someone is really not doing well,
或者在我们家庭中在我们人际关系中有谁有非常大的困难
Lord Holy Spirit
主圣灵
Would you lead us
求你引导我们
To worship first
来首先能敬拜赞美
To have the courage To get on our knees Even in the very face of struggles
有勇气能跪在地上俯伏在地上甚至是在面临这些危机的时候
For Lord we confess that you are good
因为主，我们承认你是好的。
And you are faithful to us.
你是信实的。
And it says in Psalm 23 that love and goodness are pursuing us, are following us every day of our life.
诗篇二十三篇中也说，爱和好会追逐我们，我们一生都会追逐我们。
So we want to give you all the glory.
所以我们想献给你所有的荣美。
Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your presence.
感谢你的好，感谢你的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you richly.
愿神祝福你们，充分的祝福你们。